Is your focus scattered and your productivity plummeting? Are you feeling overwhelmed by constant stimulation? We're talking dopamine detox strategies to boost focus, reduce stress, and reclaim your well-being right after this.
All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all, they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to WonderfulPistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
What is wrong? Hello, y'all out there.
What is wrong with you?
Welcome back to the pod.
Yes. Welcome back. Another week with the girls.
Welcome back to our channel.
Okay. So one word to describe.
I knew you were going to do that.
One word to describe how you're feeling.
Fortunate. I'm feeling, I want to say blessed, and I want to say, yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
You're feeling blessed.
I'm feeling blessed.
Okay.
And we can go into that in a bit, but how are you feeling?
I'm feeling, one word, hopeful. Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away.
What song is that?
Because we're hopeful, hopeful. I don't know. I don't remember.
I remember that. Let it take you away. Yeah. I remember that. Okay, what are you feeling hopeful about?
The future.
Okay, I like it.
I'm feeling hopeful that things are going to go my way.
And that's that I love.
That I will have favor.
I love that.
Over
love
my
that.
Life.
Come on.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
What has you feeling blessed?
I think what has me feeling blessed is not worrying.
About like
just, things. You know, it's like knowing that I am going to have my way. In little ways, I'm already having my way. So.
What did Drake say? Quay out here having his way.
Yeah, exactly. Tay out here having his way.
Said out here having his way.
And like the third amigo I
take.
Exactly. That's what's going on right now. I am having my way.
Period.
In small ways. But yeah, so I'm feeling really good. I'm happy to be here. Work was a bitch today. I'm just going to be honest. I usually do not talk about.
Sometimes it be like that.
Okay, yes.
Sometimes
it was a bitch
today. It gives that.
It gave that. I'm like, girl, what the hell? But when I pulled into our office parking, our studio parking, I was like, this is the perfect way for me to
decompress.
And what better way to relax than to get on the mic and talk some shit with my bestie. Period. And I made me some tea. I was like, that's the least that I could do.
A little
is have something treat, to, yeah, enjoy, a have comfort. A good conversation. I'm letting it all roll off my back.
Like water on the ducks.
I'm not going to let that like job stress
water.
Me out. I can't. You can't either out there because I know that these jobs be getting the best of us.
Cue the
they
Maya.
Will get the best of us.
Cue
but
the Maya.
Reclaim your time. Reclaim your energy. Reclaim your self.
Yeah.
Shit. Take it back. Wait, after you clock out, babe, it's yours.
You
again.
Have to reclaim.
You have to reclaim.
Because it.
It
feels like it takes everything from you in I the moment. Know.
When I was
I
leaving
have been
work,
there.
I asked my coworker, I was like, I'll see you later. And she was like, are you sure? And I was like, damn, was I being a bitch today? But she was like, nah, I'm just kidding. Really meaning like it was so crazy. Maybe it should give. I'm not going to be. I'm sick.
I'm calling out.
I'm actually sick today.
I'm sick.
Right. Exactly. But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good that I get to do this and be here, have my tea, be here with y'all, be here with you.
What a privilege and an honor.
Yeah. This weekend, we had a really cute weekend, I will say. Our Sunday was really cute. We've been celebrating.
Oh, girl, these week, that's the thing. When work comes, it strips away my memory.
I know.
The weekend was really cute.
We did. We got a chance to visit the Walkgood Yard.
Yes.
In LA.
It's a Black-owned yoga studio.
Yeah. And Ivy and Marley hosted such a cute event for Women's History Month. You Good Gal was the name of the event with topicals. And that was everything that I needed. It was so inspiring, so refreshing. I texted Marley the next day and I was like,
good.
Yeah, thank you for hosting such a beautiful event. You know, I left with so much more than I came with, including that lip salve.
Listen, the topical slick salve is everything that the girls say it is. I got some. Dermody got some. I told my mom to get some. She went to Sephora. She got it. And she was like, I like it.
It's so good.
And it's on our
lips. It's also right kind of nostalgic, too. Like, it reminds me of being in the 90s to early 2000s wearing like a MAC lip gloss. It has the same vibe, you know, look and feel. So I'm loving it. But yeah, that was a really great event and it was a nice way to spend our Sunday.
It was a perfect Sunday, honestly. I had a good time. Like you said, Marley and Ivy did a beautiful job leading us and guiding us throughout the day. Love a goodie bag. Topicals came through with the full-size products. We got the like butter moisturizer. We got the mist, like butter mist. And like we said, we got the lip salve, which I've been wanting to get my hands on that. And it's been sold out. So I was so happy to get that. But really, the energy in the room was just inspiring.
It was. What was your favorite part of the event?
My favorite part was when people shared. Yeah. I love when people do that. I just...
Get in their business.
I love when people are vulnerable, probably because it's something that I want to be more.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be more vulnerable. So when people get up there bold and loud and they share parts of themselves, I love it. You know, I'm inspired by it. And I always get something from it. I see the benefit
yeah
in others' vulnerability and I can appreciate that. So That was one of my favorite parts. I really just love the whole experience collectively. Yeah. Like you said, I left with more than I came with. And I can really appreciate that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was thankful that we were in the room.
Same, same.
Mm-hmm. So that was the weekend.
It was beautiful. To more events, to more getting out.
To being outside. Baby, to being outside. I'm thawing off. Yeah. I'm thawing off. Daylight saving time has happened and I feel the ice melting on my body. On my body. Everybody. I feel it. I've been in a great mood because of that.
Good.
I honestly have felt the shift in my mood. Yeah. When the weather has changed.
Yeah.
It's like I have a new lease on life.
This one TikTok that I seen that was so funny. That was like, I'm so glad the daylight savings is here. We got the sun. We dipping into our savings. And I'm like, yeah.
It feels like I'm dipping into my savings.
We're dipping into our savings. This feels good. All the daylight that we've saved over the last few months, we're using it. We're spending it. And it feels good.
It feels
like
so good.
Summertime.
This is how I know I really be having an underlying feeling of seasonal depression.
Yeah.
Even if it's not loud, there's a change in my mood.
Yeah, for sure. But the sun always does that to you. Most
vitamin
people.
D.
You know, sun being out in the daylight, it being bright outside.
Walking, looking like Jay Versace.
Mm-hmm.
We walking, head up, chin up.
Yeah, it feels good. So
yeah.
I'm happy.
I'm happy to be here.
Same, same, same.
So anyway.
Today, y'all, we have a very, very jam-packed episode. This is going to be a goodie.
Yeah, we're going to get in our Bill Nye the Science Guy. Did you still watch that?
Yeah, I think everybody
loved
did.
It.
All the millennial girlies.
Bill Nye, Mrs. Frizzle.
Oh, Magic School Bus.
I love that. We're going to be in that bag today.
Yeah. Scientific bag. So, y'all, it seems like, it feels like most of us are walking around like zombies, right? It's like we have our phone in one hand, our matcha in the other, and we're constantly being stimulated with all of this information, notifications.
Bombarded.
We're scrolling. Yes, we're bombarded and overwhelmed with all of this information constantly fighting for our attention, right? Our notifications are going off. We're looking on whatever on our feed.
Just... Yeah, they're constantly being refreshed.
Yes,
we're vegging
yes.
out. I know I have felt like I've been in a vegetative state
sometimes. Yeah.
On my phone, just like,
and the sense of being connected, right? Because that's really what we think that our device is doing. It's connecting us to the world. But what if the connectedness that we think that we feel is really working against us?
Mm.
You know, what if it's keeping us from being more productive, or it's more harmful than we think? It's not giving what it's supposed to give, right?
So that's where the dopamine detox enters the building.
Come on, girl.
Hey, I'm glad you're here. And knocking on the door, open up the door. So maybe you've heard of this term before. Maybe you're new here.
Mm-hmm.
But today we're going to explore what it is, how it works, and whether it could be the key to regaining control over our attention, mm-hmm. our focus, feeling more centered, our creativity.
Yeah, our lives. Because sometimes it doesn't feel like we have control.
Sometimes it feels honestly like, okay, I'm existing.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I feel like there's things in the way. And it's because there are things in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get into the tea, let's get the basics out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's break down what dopamine is, get an understanding of what dopamine is, because
if you're going to understand the detox, you need to understand
dopamine is.
Yeah.
And I know that we touched on it when we did our Reclaim the Brain series. And consider this a refresh, reclaim part two. We really have to reclaim these things.
Yeah. You know, it's like we were in a goodie bag this month, but really there's a theme here. Taking back your power. Reclaim.
Reclaim
okay?
is a theme.
Yes. Taking back, you know, getting the mind back. Once we get our mind information, all the other things kind of feel like they will fall into place.
And they will. And they will. Yeah. I really have been working on reclaiming my brain. I'm on a 22-day streak of meditating.
Good job.
Baby, I'm alert. I'm in the driver's seat for sure. I got out that passenger seat and I strapped up in that driver's seat. And I said, everybody else, get in the other seats or get out the car.
Exactly. There's actually nobody else in the car with you, which is good. Before you were in an automated driving, your shit was just going. You were in a futuristic vehicle.
It's an Uber. Letting them take me wherever. No destination.
You were in a ride share, baby.
Yes.
A carpool.
On the bus.
A Uber pool.
On the bus. Not my brain being on the bus.
Right. So let's talk about dopamine.
Okay, so dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
So dopamine is a neurotransmitter. Big words here. So Mm-hmm. Our body makes dopamine, and our nervous system uses this to send messages between our nerve cells. That's why it's called a chemical messenger. So our body is creating this, and our nervous system, we know the importance of our nervous system, is using it to communicate. Mm-hmm. So you see how important this is? Yeah, already, you see how important this is.
Yeah. So dopamine, y'all, dopamine is really important because it plays a vital role in your reward system. When you engage in activities or do things that trigger your reward system, it's like, we should do more of that, right? You do something, you get a good feeling.
You get a hit.
You get a hit and it says, okay, I'm going to continue those behaviors. I'm going to continue those activities. That's what our dopamine is helping to do in our brains and our bodies.
Our brain is telling us more of it. Ah, repeat. It's telling it more. So the thing is, like we said, our body naturally creates dopamine, but there's other substances that can create dopamine or provide dopamine as well. Mm-hmm. So some of those things are alcohol, caffeine, sugar, sex, social media.
Yeah.
Gaming. That can boost our levels of dopamine and it can lead to addiction. That's where the problem enters the building.
Right.
Because we're not saying that dopamine is bad.
Yeah.
Because our body creates it. But there's other external things that provide this release that can be damaging to us when we have it in excess.
Right. And that's the thing. Speaking about excess, when our dopamine levels get too high, it can create an issue where you're then struggling to get more dopamine or becoming agitated or frustrated when you're not getting the hit that you need. And thus we start to procrastinate or we become, like I said, a little agitated because it's like, ugh, I'm so used to being in this state of like constantly having these dopamine rushes, right? Or having my reward system triggered that when I don't get it, I don't really know how to regulate or self-regulate. So then I just don't want to participate in whatever the normal flow of things will be.
Right.
Because I'm not getting what I need.
And that's the thing. When our levels are too high, it can cause us to need more. We all have like a standard baseline, but when our levels get too high, we need more and more to sustain those good feelings. And that's where the addiction starts to form. Because it's like, okay, it used to just be like, I just needed one little treat. Yeah.
It's like your tolerance.
Your tolerance, yes. So like I said, we all have a baseline of dopamine and it could spike or it could drop based on different activities, things we consume, even our thoughts. And our baseline is influenced by different factors. It can be genetics. It can be the sleep that we're getting. It can be the things that we're eating. It can be our level that we've experienced in previous days. Everything's working together. So we have to be really mindful of a lot of things. Like some things we can't control. They're not in our control, like genetics. But the things that we can control, we want to, you know, so that we can make sure we're maintaining a healthy balance. That's the key here. We want to try to regulate and maintain a healthy balance as much as possible.
Yeah.
So that we're operating at an optimal level.
Period.
And I can tell you, it's easy to get off track. It's easy.
Yeah.
So many things are created to keep us in a loop, in a cycle. So
now that we've kind of got a general understanding of what dopamine is, we just want to share more about what other systems or functions that dopamine has, right? So the primary role that dopamine plays in our brain is, we already spoke about rewards, the reward system. It also motivates us to achieve our goals, right? And go after the things that we want to achieve. Because again, you're getting those hits. It's like, I'm going to keep doing more of the things that bring me these feelings. But it also controls our motor function. So when you are lacking dopamine producing cells in certain parts of your brain, you can develop motor function diseases. It's more neurological illnesses, like Parkinson's disease, because your dopamine is to control your motor functions.
Yeah, your coordination.
Your coordination, yeah. So very important here.
Very important to be aware of that. It also determines a part in regulating your mood and your emotional responses. So imbalances in dopamine have been linked to different mental disorders like depression, schizophrenia, and other medical conditions, having like, you know, that the low.
Yeah. Also, your dopamine is responsible or plays a role in your cognition and attention, y'all. So this looks like your, like we said, attention, your ability to learn, focus, memory.
It's helping to regulate the flow of information in the brain and contributes to focused attention and the consolidation of your memories.
Is this for me?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the cognition and attention that made me want to look into this topic more because, like I said, I feel like there's so many things like vying for my attention. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's hard for me to focus sometimes. And I feel like I have creative blocks.
Yeah, same.
You know, coming up with new, fresh ideas and feeling inspired, which mm-hmm. is something that good, healthy balance of dopamine will contribute to. You'll feel inspired. You feel motivated. You feel encouraged. Feeling like something's going on. Yeah. So to know that my dopamine levels contribute to this sparked a light bulb in my head because I'm like, listen.
What can we do?
What can I do?
Yes.
I'm in a what can I do era.
Because we are creative girlies. And sometimes it feels like we're not. But there's a reason for it. And we love to get to the root of the problem. We were actually having a conversation about how motivated and I don't want to say fun, but excited we were when we first started doing the podcast. And as we progressed and we have those dopamine hits, like early on, it didn't take a lot to excite us.
It did not take a lot. It didn't take a lot. It could be 2 downloads for the day.
But it was new, right? And it was fresh. And it was like, ooh. And that kept us moving forward and putting out content and wanting to do this.
Showing up.
But yeah. But as time has gone on, we've gotten more used to the downloads. We've gotten more used to the positive reception. We've gotten more used to the good feedback that it takes more of those things to stimulate us and make us feel like, okay, yeah, it's doing what it needs
to
do.
It's doing what it needs.
Right? So it's really even interesting when you can correlate those type of things in your life to these types of things, when you can actually think about it in a real life way. Think about your dopamine levels in a real life way. And while you're thinking about it, we're going to take a quick little break. We will be right back, y'all.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, y'all, we're back. So we're talking about this dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. It is. I feel like anytime we get into a scientific bag, honestly, sometimes I'm intimidated by it because I'm like, you know, we're not science girlies.
No.
We're practical girlies. But this is something that we need to be aware of. And when you know better, you do better. That really is a theme on this here show. Knowing better, being equipped, and doing better.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do better. So I'm happy when I find out ways to do better and gain this information and come here and share it. But I would be remiss if I didn't say that sometimes I'm intimidated with presenting it because
so be patient with us.
It's a heavy lift.
And you know, I'm glad that you said that because head is being scratched. We are definitely professionals. It's like getting in your wheelhouse, right? Like when we're talking about sciencey things that really you got to know what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah. It's like, okay, referring to the notes.
Yeah.
We actually have notes, y'all, and we are referring to them.
Yes, we've done thorough research.
We have done thorough research.
We're not talking out the side of our neck.
Yeah, and we want to present this in a way that is as comprehensive and easy to understand. So, yes, the girls are in their note bag.
We're in our note bag.
In case you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah, it's just real.
It is what it is. It's are your friends. Shit, because if I walked up to Brittany, I would be like, girl, let me tell you what they said. Let me read this to you.
I would read it. So the thing is,
here are some common signs and symptoms, girl. They said if you notice that you craving.
Fuck you.
Okay, that's how we will be talking. So,
and that's the thing.
That's how we're talking to y'all today.
Maybe this is your first time you know, hearing about this, maybe not. I mean, it's not rocket science, but.
But it is science.
But it is science. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know, is it in my best interest to implement a dopamine detox? We're going to share with you some signs and some symptoms, which can be indicators of you got to pull back. You got to do some things here. Pull back, upload, whatever. You know, there's things.
You take the necessary steps.
It's not always decreasing. Sometimes you have to find ways to increase your dopamine levels as well. Yeah. Okay. So here are some common signs and symptoms. The first one is if you notice that you're having cravings and addictive behaviors, that might be a sign. So if you have persistent cravings for certain substances, drugs, alcohol, sugar.
The way that sugar got me. Mm. Girl.
And this is a thing. Or behaviors like shopping.
Yeah.
Gambling. Mm-hmm. Doom scrolling.
That's another one.
The things that stimulate this dopamine release, if you have difficulty controlling or stopping these behaviors, despite known negative consequences, you might need a detox.
Now, that means if you done got root canal after root canal, crown after crown, and you still eating sugar and candy, baby, come talk to me. Okay, we are in a group.
This is the thing. I know I have an addiction to sugar. A lot of us do. Yeah. It's not one that is like shunned or looked down upon. No. So it flies under the radar. But I know I have a problem. And I know that I can identify when I crave sugar more. If I'm feeling a little anxious, if I'm feeling like I need something to like regulate me or make me feel calm down, I'm like, I need some candy.
Or comforted.
Comforted. Yes, I want some candy. Despite me knowing that it can cause my skin to be congested or fucked when I'm going on a binge.
Yeah, girl, because sometimes it gives binge. Sometimes it gives piece binge. After piece after piece.
Sometimes it gives binge. And I know the effects that it can have. I still participate in it. Yeah. I'm addicted to sugar. The amount of sugar that I eat is not healthy. And then another one for me, a behavior, is for sure the doom scrolling. I can scroll. And I know
finger,
I can
don't
have,
be tired. My thumb be working.
I know I have other things that I can be completing. I know I have a full to-do list of other activities. And I will be like,
I know.
I'll be in a rabbit hole.
And the thing is, you'll literally look up and be like, oh my goodness, it's already an hour. Girl, it's tough. And you're not speaking a foreign language. I feel like most of us will find resonance in that. I do, especially with that sugar and that doom scrolling. Those are jumping
out. The sugar and the doom scrolling. But for you, it could be sex.
Yeah.
Now we know how it feels. It'd be the
what?
The tension for me. The sexual tension.
Mm.
And then you get the little hit. Getting hit.
And that's something too. Science has revealed that more dopamine is released even in the pursuit of sex. Like, if say you're on Tinder scrolling and you know you're looking for something, that even releases dopamine in your brain before you have the sex. So there's all of these little processes that are happening that are encouraging you to continue this behavior, even though it's kind of like, I probably shouldn't be doing that.
Exactly. And afterwards, sometimes the buildup don't match the experience, but science does show that having sex increases your dopamine levels by 2 times.
Mm. Yeah.
And then if you have like a drug like cocaine, that's 2.5 times. So that's why it feels good. That's why people want it, because it feels good.
Yeah.
You know?
Those things that
having
are making
that
us
a little
thrill of sorts.
Intercourse.
So another sign that you might need to pull back or regulate your dopamine is that you have difficulty concentrating, right? Hmm. So you have problems with your focus or maintaining focus, your attention span. You're easily distracted. Maybe you're having some trouble completing tasks, getting through your to-do list.
Yeah.
And you constantly need stimulation. So imagine being at work or knowing you need to complete a project, and instead of doing that, you stop. We're constantly picking up our phone. Sometimes you're checking your phone and nothing even notified you.
I'm checking my email so much. I'm like, girl, you're not getting that many emails.
Or you know, like you just have an instinct to, you just have the
pick
natural,
up your phone.
Just picking it up. It's like nothing happened, y'all. I ain't got no notification.
None.
I'm just looking at the phone. Mm-hmm. This incessant behavior to constantly be stimulated or like needing music on or constantly need to be talking to somebody, doing something. That might be an issue.
Yes. Another sign is if you have a dependency on external rewards. Mm-hmm. So this can look like the external validation that we get from social media likes, material validation, a sense of accomplishment. And if we don't have that, you feel empty. Feels like, what's going on? I need to be experiencing.
Hate when the posts don't do numbers.
Hate when there's not a big moment to share. Yeah. Hate when it feels like you don't really have no motion.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Hate when it feels quiet, silent.
Yeah.
What's going on? I need something.
Please.
Yeah.
Make it worth my while. Mm-hmm. Another sign, y'all, is heightened stress and anxiety. So constantly feeling on the edge, right? Or restless. Those girls, when you're shaking and
stirred.
That's
how I feel when I drink coffee.
Yeah, that's why I be telling her.
Yeah.
I'm matcha girl, decaf girl. So whenever you're experiencing heightened levels of stress and anxiety, even in non-threatening situations, nothing's happening that is triggering that flight or fight response.
But it's
or
there.
For you to, yeah, but you're just
wound
something
up.
Might be happening.
Wound it up.
You don't know that song?
Wind it up.
No. I'm not singing that.
What?
Gwen Stefani, wind it up.
Okay, the original.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were singing, wind it up. Wind it up.
Now we dance.
Okay, another sign is if you notice that you have diminished enjoyment with your everyday activities, you're not excited. Mm-hmm. You find it difficult to get pleasure that maybe you once had from doing activities that you once enjoyed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you need more. You need a lot to really feel something. You know how we'd be like, I just want to feel something.
Doing it for the plot.
I want to feel something.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do yoga and feel something. Mm-hmm. Or I used to be able to have
I feel like that's kind of how I feel when it comes to doing certain activities in LA, right? Like at one point, they probably made me feel like, oh, this is lit. And now I'm just kind of like, it got to be more. I'm just not about it. I just, there's certain things that I don't want to do anymore. And I don't know if it's, maybe I'm just not, I don't know.
I mean, sometimes your interests change.
Yeah.
But if it's something that you are like genuinely interested in and you find like it has to be like everything to the nines, everything super intense to make you feel like you have a sense of fulfillment, that can be really hard to sustain because how many things are like that, you know, in our everyday activities? How many things are like, whoa, that blew my mind. I got so much. It's just not realistic.
Yeah. I notice people like that who are constantly like looking for adrenaline have addictive personalities, addictive natures. And I don't like those kind of people around me. I'm like, I can't keep you happy. I can't please you.
Listen, don't.
Then it turns into too much for me.
Don't look to me for it.
It turns into too much for me. Okay, y'all. Another sign or symptom is impaired decision making. So elevated dopamine levels can influence the brain's prefrontal cortex, right? Which is responsible for your executive functions, such as decision-making, planning, and impulse control.
Yeah.
So when you have too much dopamine stimulation, it may lead to impulsive decision-making, and then you are unable to really assess the risk associated with your decisions, and then you have difficulty regulating your decisions and your behavior.
Mm.
A problem. People who just be flying off the motherfucking handles.
Doing
too much. And when you think about it, when we are engaging in activities or behaviors that do increase our dopamine, sometimes we don't consider the consequences and we don't make proper decisions when it comes to engaging in these behaviors. It's like, I know I got a paper due, but guess what? I'm going to scroll anyway. You feel me? It's like...
My sister enters the chat.
You know?
Yeah.
It's things like that. The dopamine or, you know, whatever it is that you love is triggering your dopamine to be released is stronger than your ability to make a sound decision and say, yeah, not today. I can't pull, you know, I'm going to pull back from that. I'm not going to do whatever it is that might be harmful to you.
I'm not going to sleep with them.
I was going to take it there.
And we have to.
I was going to take it there.
At this age, a lot of our girls aren't writing papers. A lot of our girls aren't writing papers.
Some of them are.
Some of them are, but some of us are really just navigating through our day-to-day life out of school.
Yeah.
And it's instances like that where we definitely feel that release.
Yeah. Or and like the external validation, needing somebody to be like, dang girl, you looking fine. Dang girl. You know, somebody responded to your story and then one thing leads to another. And now my panties are around my ankles. Okay.
Yeah. And because, my ankles are around your neck.
Okay.
Hey, it's a combo.
Yeah.
It can be.
Yeah.
Can be
yeah. Now you grabbing my little waist. Take it there. Now we're doing what we shouldn't be doing.
And we know we shouldn't. For a little release.
Yeah. Maybe it's not even sex, right? Maybe it's engaging in substance abuse. It's like, I know the girls like to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But is that fun?
This can even happen when like drinks.
Yeah.
Because when you go out and you have a little drink, It definitely is a dopamine release when you're out and you're in the vibe and you order your little cocktail.
Yeah.
And then you're ordering another little cocktail and then you're ordering another cocktail. And next thing you know, I'm fucked.
Have y'all seen that meme, that TikTok? It was like, when the drinks start feeling like everybody love me in here. When the drinks start tasting like everybody in here love me. It's like, you know, when you get into that vibe, that happens. That happens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the dopamine detox, let's talk about that. So this was created by Dr. Cameron Seppa. He's a psychiatrist from California, and it's a type of cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, that is aimed at helping people manage addictive behaviors that include excessive internet use, gambling, shopping, gaming, emotional eating, recreational drug use, and engaging in pornography or masturbation. And baby, that is definitely a dopamine hit.
Are you speaking from experience?
I am. So, Dr. Seppa suggests that if we consciously limit our addictive activities, this can make us more aware of our impulsive behaviors and encourage more flexible thinking. Mm-hmm. Again, being in the driver's seat, not just doing things, but wonder, why am I doing this? Like, why do I need the sugar?
Right.
Why do I need to really do this right now?
Do I need to be doom scrolling? What else could I be doing?
Yeah.
I feel like, so Brittany and I challenged ourselves to like a dopamine detox, dopamine fasting. We'll be using those words interchangeably during the episode. And it was like, let's really find a way to control what we feel like is uncontrollable and stop scrolling. For us, it'd be the scrolling. It's like, let's stop scrolling and really open up the part of our minds that allows us to explore other things, to build more creativity. And just like you said, get back in the driver's seat of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that this is helpful.
It's definitely helpful for
sure. It is. And anytime now that I go to pick my phone up, I'm like, I'm that much more cognitively aware. Like, okay, well, now you about to start scrolling. You picking up your phone. Do you really want to do that? Is there something else that you could be doing? So I'm actually loving this CBT technique.
For real. And the thing is, so we're not trying to, and Dr. Seppa is not saying that we need to decrease the dopamine levels.
Mm-mm.
Because that deprived from the brain. We're not trying to be like, brain, stop.
It's not possible.
Yeah, it's not possible. It's something
because your body naturally creates it. It's like telling your body, don't sweat, don't blink.
Right.
You know, that's going to happen. It's natural.
And we're not saying that we shouldn't have pleasurable experiences either. We're mm-hmm. not saying that we want to fast from pleasurable experiences because those are a necessary part of life.
Yeah.
So we're not saying that. I think what we should be mindful of is why we're engaging,
mm-hmm.
the frequency at which we're engaging, and also like the sustainability of the feelings that we're yearning for. Because there's things that we can do that are more sustainable than the things that can lead to being detrimental,
yeah.
you know? So it's just about the awareness. We're not saying, I'm on a pleasure strike.
No, hell no. And really the whole point of this dopamine fast or dopamine detox is to just manage our need for constant stimulation and to be mindful of our need for constant stimulation. So like you said, getting to the root of what it is that I'm feeling and controlling or kind of redirecting the energy towards something else.
Yeah.
That's all we're doing. And I feel like that is sustainable. It's like, okay, decide what it's going to look like for you and create a process, which we will get into, obviously, when we talk about tips that can make your life more manageable.
Yes. We just want to make
and more enjoyable.
Right. We just want to make sure that we're doing our best when it comes to our well-being.
Yeah.
Because we have more control over it than we think. And there's been so many things that have been introduced to our lives that can throw our shit off track. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is. Like, we could really be thrown off track.
And I'm tired of feeling like I ain't.
And you'll start to feel it in subtle ways and then wonder why you're feeling imbalanced. And once you're aware, you can get yourself back in order.
Or better yet, wonder why you're not living the life that you want to fucking live. Let's really keep it a buck. Okay, fuck all the balance.
100.
It don't even be about that. I'm not ever walking around like, I actually feel like my dopamine levels are too high. I actually feel, no, it comes down to, damn, I'm not really getting what I feel like I deserve out here.
You know what it is since we keeping it a buck?
I mean, come on, bring the money out.
I'm tired.
Bring the money out. A buck or two.
I'm really tired of surviving.
Thank you.
I really.
And now we've gotten real. We actually had to get out of that science shit so we could get
back
real
in the street.
From science to the street.
I'm really tired of surviving.
Yeah.
And I'm really ready to thrive. I'm ready to thrive. And I'm tired of being the reason why I'm not thriving.
And that was the real tea. That was the real conversation that we had.
There's been so many instances where I've tried to project or put it off on circumstances or somebody else, like why I'm not where I want to be, or I'm not getting certain things or opportunities. And it really comes down to me. It really comes down to me. It comes down to how I'm showing up, my mindfulness, my practices, my awareness. It comes down to me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm empowering myself by seeking knowledge, by changing my ways. And I hope that you all are inspired to do the same thing, because it's tired. It's played out. It's played out to be floating through and feeling like you're in a survival state when we all can thrive.
And that's really been the root, the theme behind these damn episodes, okay? How can we get the hell back in the driver's seat, reclaim our brain, and live the life that we want to live? And I feel like it has a thread, right? There's a common thread that runs through all of the episodes, because I feel like truly it's something that we all desire. Not just Brittany and I talking to you. I feel like all of y'all out there, my mama, your mama, everybody, daddies,
me,
your mama and your cousin too. Everybody wants to live the peak.
Gag is, we can.
That's the thing. We can. So using this cognitive behavior therapy, you know, technique, using ideas like a dopamine fast or detox is what's going to help us. That's what we're really saying. We didn't use all the science, broke it all down, because at the root of all of this shit, we want to be our best selves. That's it, right?
That's so, really it. We're not necessarily trying to be scientists.
Fuck no, we're not. Okay. We try to be the best, baddest bitches there are. And that's what we are hoping and claiming for you. Take from this episode what you need to be the best version of yourself. So if you have, like us, like we've explained, addictive behaviors or patterns, engaging in activities that are not in the best interest of yourself, right? That are hurting or harming your well-being, causing you distress because you're bothered by how much you do it, that are affecting your impairment because it interferes with your work or your optimal performance.
Optimal is the key word.
Yes, optimal performance at work, school, in your business, your daily life, or if you find that maybe now it's gone to the extreme of having an addiction, right? Because you want to cut down, but you just can't. If you are finding that any of those trigger you during this episode, then it's likely that you could benefit from a dopamine fast or a dopamine detox. So remember, distress, impairment, or addiction. That's what we're looking at here. And we know that this is likely screaming at y'all because it was screaming at us.
Loud, baby. Loud.
We've said a lot.
We have said a lot. And we're going to say some more. We're going to give you some tips, some tools for your toolkit. But we got to take a break first. So stick around.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures. Have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now, let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against the backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading. Okay, y'all. So before we get into this next segment, a little bit of a few announcements that we have. So first announcement, make sure you're following us, subscribing on YouTube. That's important. Mm-hmm. Also, leaving your rating and your review, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
YouTube. Say something nice in the comments.
Say something and also share it.
Yeah.
You guys have been doing a great job. I love to see it. I love to see us being intertwined into your daily activities, when you're working out, when you're doing nails.
When you're going on your walks.
When you're going on your walks. I love to see that. That warms my heart. So
I love to read the ratings that are coming in on Apple Podcasts. Y'all have been doing y'all big one. Spotify too. I just love it. I love it. So keep it up. I love it.
The big one has been done. Mm-hmm. So let's keep doing that. Big one, not little one.
Another thing that you can do, which we're going to always talk about, is join us over at the Homegirl Hangout. This is our membership community where we are fostering deeper connections, where we're chatting with our homegirls and just being able to give you more of what you love. We take time to curate very intentional episodes that are, we hope, helpful to you here on the main platform. And we're doing the exact same thing over at the Homegirl Hangout. We have a bravado bonus every month. This month, we're talking about love. Is it conditional? Is it unconditional? What are your thoughts? And it got really, really good.
Yeah.
We have the monthly affirmations. We have our journal prompts. So many things. The link is down in the show notes. I also want to encourage you to sign up for our newsletter if you haven't already.
The newsletter comes with weekly gems, thoughts, our feelings for the week. We share articles, we share books. And speaking of books, we are in a book club. We do have a book club. We've
been reading The Girls Weekend. Girly. If you are a reader or you want to become a reader or do something new, or if you like audiobooks, join our book club. It's super cute. We're talking about it in the group chat, talking about how messy this damn book is. So we invite you to join us over there.
We do. And that information is down in the show notes.
And one more thing I'm going to plug. If you need advice from us, because y'all say we like y'all be sisters.
Right.
And if you need some homegirl advice from us, please utilize the homegirl hotline. The number is in the show notes. You can text us. You can leave a voicemail. If there's something that you want to share, any gems, use the number, y'all. We ain't paying for it for nothing.
Call me. We pay for that.
It's time to get back into the show.
Okay. Okay, y'all, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
Tools for your toolkit. Now, this is when you whip out your pen and your paper and write shit down. Okay?
Period.
These are the tangible tips.
The practical ones.
So, just want to say that we all have a unique relationship with the reward system in our brain. So, there's no one-size-fits-all recipe when it comes to resetting your dopamine balance. Just want to preface with that.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time, and the time can vary. For some people, it can be a 2 to 4 week process. On average, I read that it takes 90 days.
Yeah, we're building habits.
Which makes sense.
It's how you build a new habit.
That is, 90 days. So depending on your specific needs and your goals, that'll in you know, your makeup, your genetic makeup, that'll determine what you need to do and how long it's going to take you. Okay? Detoxing, in quotes, or fasting from dopamine involves reducing your exposure to activities or substances that can lead to excessive dopamine stimulation, while also incorporating some practices that can contribute to balance.
Because
again, we're not trying to deplete ourselves, which is impossible because our brain...
Impossible.
Our brain naturally creates it, but we want to promote the balance and the restoration in our dopamine system as best as we can. Doing our part is what they call it. We want to do our part. So should we get into the...
Let's get into it. So y'all.
Tricks.
Here is a trick and a tip, baby. You want to first identify the source of excessive stimulation. So as Brittany mentioned, everybody is different. So you need to figure out what triggers you. This looks like reflecting on your daily habits and routines to identify any activities, any behaviors, or substances that might be overstimulating you, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are some common ones: social media, video games, junk food, caffeine, and recreational drugs. So do you have a relationship with any of those that we listed that you feel like,
I can do some adjustment.
I know for me, it's like social media and it's scrolling and it's the sugar, like I said. And when I reflect over what my day looks like, it's a lot of consuming other people's lives and I don't want to do that anymore.
And information and
And making myself available to being overly stimulated, right? Imagine notifications on your phone constantly coming through and news outlets. At one point during there's so much happening in the world. I'm not going to say that that's always happening, but I have my CNN notifications on and it was overwhelming and making me more anxious at the drop of a dime. Like whenever they want to release something, now I'm getting stimulated. Yeah. Now I'm notified about it. Now I'm stressed now. And it's a lot.
Yeah.
So if that is your experience, you know, where you're constantly online or looking at the news, figuring out what's happening or just engaging too much, consuming too much.
Yeah.
Figure out what is my thing. What has me by the coochie lips?
Baby.
Pulling my labia major.
Show code.
I see grabbing my clit.
Girl, why I see something that say life is dragging me by the thong right now. It has me by the thong. And I can attest to that sometimes. I'm like, you definitely got my little G-string in the palm of your hand.
Grip tight, baby. Okay.
Dragging me.
Pulling me. You're pulling me.
Okay, so once we identify the source, the next step is that we need to set some clear boundaries. That word always pops up here. We have to establish clear boundaries around the things that tend to trigger excessive dopamine release. So
imagine creating boundaries for yourself. Usually we're implementing boundaries to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Once you got to turn them on yourself.
You got to do it. Yeah. Limit the amount of time that you're spending engaging in these activities. Set specific rules for them. Time limits. When you're going to engage with them, if you're going to engage with them at all. Got to put some boundaries in place.
Yeah.
You know, there's timers. There's a downtime on your phone.
Yeah.
There's a little lockbox that I saw. sometimes people need the phone to literally be locked away. There's lock boxes that you can buy that look like a case on Amazon. I mean, you can set a timer. If it's an emergency, like, there's ways you can answer your phone if you need to. But there's things. There are contraptions and apps and things that can help you limit your activities. And sometimes you have to just have some old school discipline. When it comes to sugar, there's no app for that. I have to literally say, girl, stop.
Yeah.
You can't.
No more. No, yeah. So implement your boundaries with yourself. You sort of got into the next step, which is taking a digital detox, right? So limiting your exposure or access to your smart devices, your phones, your tablets, limiting your exposure to social media. Mm-hmm. That could look like using or setting specific times to use your device, right? So I'm only checking my emails, or I'm only scrolling, or I'm only looking at what's happening for 30 minutes a day, right? I'm only doing it on my lunch break, or only in the morning. We had said only in the evenings after everything is done for 30 minutes. I don't know. Figure out what your thing is. But, you know, you can utilize tools like you mentioned, website blockers, app. We had used Flipped. Was it Flipped?
I think it was called Flipped.
Flipped. It was Flipped. Your phone, during certain periods, you set for all
of your apps. It removes all the apps off your phone.
Yeah, all the apps to be removed off of your phone. So if you struggle with focusing during the day, during your work hours, or when you know you need to have something done, you can download that little app. Put in from 8 to 4, I need all of the social media apps off my phone. It will literally remove them off of your phone and then put them back on at 4 p.m. So utilize these tools. You also can put your phone in grayscale mode, which removes the allure of all the apps.
I heard of that.
Who the fuck wants to look at that shit without color?
Right.
That'll tear you up.
Yeah.
And implementing phone-free zones. So like, hey, when you're in your bedroom, or when you're at the dinner table, or, you know, when you have to establish specific zones in your house where it's like, I can use my phone here. Mm-hmm. If I'm in the bed laying down, it's given a no phone zone.
Keep the phone out the room. Get Keep an alarm it. Clock.
Yes, exactly.
Which so. I still need to do. That needs to be on the top of my list because I'm tired of talking about the need of an alarm clock. I have one, but it's weak.
What do you want, a Hatch?
Or a Lumi.
Okay.
One of them.
My phone, I use it. I don't use it in the bed because I charge it near my TV, which is not near the bed,
mm-hmm.
which makes it where when my alarm goes up, I have to get up.
That's like, good for you, because this girl will sleep through a motherfucking alarm.
I'm Everybody like, says that, and I'm like, how are y'all saying that when I be getting up and turning it off?
After a while.
I'll be up though, shit. Y'all, I sleep hard. I can't hear, but when that alarm go off, I'll be like, okay,
I need that alarm clock though.
Let's get it.
I need the phone out my room, because I'll go turn it off and bring it back to the bed.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay. So another tip is practice delayed gratification.
We hate this. We hate to do it, but we need to. Mm. It's important.
We definitely have to resist the urge to seek that instant gratification that feels so good. I love when it's instant.
Me too.
I love when it's quick, baby. Come to me. Come to me.
Yeah.
So how we can do this is by setting long-term goals and breaking them down into smaller ones. We can celebrate our progress along the way, the journey. Embrace the journey.
Yeah.
That's where the celebration should occur. Mm-hmm. In the journey instead of like the milestone.
Yeah.
You know, only celebrating the milestones or feeling reward from the milestones. Learn how to embrace the journey and the steps that go into it. Glamorize that part. Glamorize the process.
That part hardly be glamorized. Hard to be glamorizing.
You gotta start figuring it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Try to find a way. Also, we're going to pursue hobbies, right? That looks like rekindling our old passions. Maybe you had a love for reading, or a love for biking, a love for painting. Bring that back to the table. Or engage in some new hobbies. Figure out something that you've always wanted to do, but you've never done or haven't felt like you had the time to do. Start doing those things. That unlocks this creativity in you. It keeps us engaged. Our desire to learn is piqued,
mm-hmm.
right? And it also provides some sense of accomplishment.
I could see that.
Yeah, like starting a painting, that could feel good. Enjoying the process of painting and then finally finishing it. Like, oh, look at what I did. So yeah, get into your bag. Do you want to write music, compose, rap a little bit over a beat?
The music composition is funny.
Whatever it is, get back into it.
Do something. Another thing you can do is engage in nature and physical activity. So we're going on hikes, we're in the forest, we're going to the beach.
The forest?
Baby, there's forests. There's tons of forests here in the state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure where the girlies live, there's a lot of woodsy areas. Immerse yourself in nature. Mm-hmm. Get up out that house and get into nature, yeah. Okay? That helps improve our mood without relying on these other dopamine triggers that we typically rely on. And I can attest to this.
It reduces your stress.
It does. Going on my morning walks definitely releases something for me. A natural release. I need a walk. Mm-hmm. The way I will lace up my tennis and hit the pavement, it does something.
Yeah.
So try it.
Yeah. This is the tip for us. We want to limit sugary snacks and junk food. So really, we need to reduce our consumption of processed foods, right? And those things that make us feel good.
Sugary snacks. They make me feel so good.
And caffeine, which helps spike, but also crash our dopamine levels.
I can feel it too.
You know, there's ways. You ever had all your candy, all your snacks, and then you end up feeling shitty after? Like you have this
come down. I'll be feeling like,
high. So we need to make sure that we're eating whole nutritious meals and snacks and feeding our body real fuel, right? Sustainable energy and nourishment. Get some nuts, some lentils, some legumes. I'm serious.
Girl, that don't even sound exciting.
Some carrots. I had carrots. I offered her some carrots.
I didn't want them.
She's like, no, I don't want no carrots. I'm like, they're baby carrots.
But if she would have offered me a sour.
I know. When I bring that in here, she'd be like, you know, I don't need to be eating this, but you be eating it. I come
while
in with
I'm
baby carrots.
And eating it.
Baby carrots, and it's like, no.
Yeah, all pass. That's very hard enough for me. Oh, God. Okay. So another thing that we need to do is get enough sleep. Mm-hmm. We've had a whole episode about sleep hygiene because it's important.
Go back to that.
Adequate sleep is important for your physical health and your mental health. 7-8 hours is what they say we should aim for, although I've heard that studies have been done. You know, they like to say those original studies didn't include everyone they needed to include, that they were done on white men.
Oh.
They're saying women may need 9.
Oh, damn. I just knew you were going to say less.
But anyway.
I could imagine.
You want to get adequate sleep so that you can make sure you're recharging your brain and you're getting your rest. And on top of that, you want to avoid screen time an hour before you're resting that lovely head. Which can be hard for us.
I love using my sleep focus on my phone.
What does that do? Pull down the blue light? Bring down the blue light?
It pulls down the blue light and just puts your phone basically in do not disturb for a period of time.
Yeah, so my do not disturb goes on at 10.
Yeah, that's my sleep focus. It goes on, I think, at 9 o'clock. Don't even try to call me.
Mine goes, yeah, don't.
Unless you
don't.
Unless you one of my favorites.
Or sidebar, when your phone's on D&D and people hit notify anyway. If it's not
that's
my
actually
main.
Actually rude.
Why are you sending me? I have my phone on D&D. Somebody texts me at 12 o'clock and hit notify anyway. Are you stupid or are you dumb? What the fuck?
Who would do that? I'm not on that list because my shit always goes
You're
through.
A favorite. You're
I'm like,
favorite.
I never
You're
get
on
that.
The favorite. You're on the favorite, so you don't get it.
Period.
But for the people who are not favorites and you calling me at that ungodly hour.
What is wrong with you?
And then you're hitting notify anyway.
Clown. You don't have no respect, no regard. Just fucking assholes.
Right.
Anywho, next tip, replace your mindless scrolling with reading, okay? And this looks like joining our book club.
Yeah.
Get on in there. Reading really has a way of stimulating your mind in a different way than consuming short form content.
I could see that. Short form content is just, gosh, it keeps me in a fucking, like a...
I feel like that's why my focus is so bad, because I have like everything is in 7 seconds to 60 seconds. I'm like, okay, on to the next thing, on to the next
thing. And that's the thing. Sometimes, and if it's not, we got to 2x the speed.
Girl, seriously. I'm like, come on, get to the point.
We can't even sit through a little clip.
I can't.
Germany really can't. I'm like, girl, wait, let them get to the fucking point.
I'm like, no, she didn't say what she needed to say. I'm on to the next thing.
And imagine that. Imagine our attention spans are that short and compromised. We have to learn how to bring it, dial it back.
I have to do some other things too, because
I know that you're in ADHD.
Right. So that I'm like, girl, get to it. Because what? You would have been talking for 5 motherfucking minutes and you ain't said shit.
And so another unwritten tip here that we need to do is we need to practice doing hard things. That really helps with our dopamine. I was listening to the Huberman Lab podcast, and he's a neuroscientist, so he really knows what he's talking about. And he was saying that doing the hard things helps us with our dopamine balance as well. Like, sometimes we're layering activities to make them more enjoyable, and it can cause us to have an imbalance in our dopamine. Like, a lot of us, when we work out, we do drink energy drinks, and we listen to music. So sometimes challenge yourself to not do the pre-workout and not listen to music during your workout, and that'll help with the dopamine levels. And then also cold therapy is a really good way, because cold therapy, we've talked about that a lot, the benefits of it. It ends up giving you dopamine, but it's sustainable for a longer period of time. So it's not like the scrolling, the doom scrolling, where it's like, oh my God, I need more. You get your dopamine and it's lasting for a while. Yeah. That's why they say that you should do it in the morning.
It's the long acting.
Yeah. So that you can have that those sustainable feel good feelings throughout the day. I think it lasts for like 3 hours or something like that. And you're like, oh, I feel good.
Yeah. I believe we talked about this, like cold therapy. Mm-hmm. If you don't have like a plunge pool, like some people have.
Most of us don't. You can get in the shower.
Get in the shower, or you can submerge your face, dunk your face in ice. Just your eye face in ice. A bowl of ice water will give you the same feeling. Yeah. I need to get back into that.
We got to do some hard things.
Yes, y'all. So just remember, correcting your dopamine or creating more balance in your dopamine is not an overnight process. This isn't something you're going to be like, okay, I'm taking all the apps off my phone. Okay, I'm eliminating all the sugar, and it's going to be a quick fix. That's not what it is. It's going to be a process. Be gentle with yourself. Understand that it's going to come with some challenges. We know that things that we love to do that we restrict ourselves from doing, it's hard.
As hell.
You know, you feel like you're going to crack.
It's so hard. I feel like, let me just do what feels good.
You're going to crack, and you might crack.
It feels easier to do what feels good. Let me just do what feels good. I'm fine.
Of course. And likely, as you are on the path to resisting the things that feel good but aren't always the best for us, you're going to have those feelings of like, I'm just going to give in. And that's okay too, because that's why I'll be having to start over. And it's okay to start over. You just need to keep starting.
Keep on keeping on.
So be gentle with yourself. Celebrate your small victories when you're really killing it. Give yourself a pat on the back and stay committed to the journey of being better. Stay committed to the journey and the mission, the goal of thriving. We used to say this all the time. We need to thrive. We are thriving, prioritizing thriving over surviving. That is what we're bringing back, okay?
In 2024, we need to get back to the pillars, the original pillars.
Thriving over surviving.
Yeah.
That is your tagline this week. Take it with you. Go in peace, but not yet.
Right. Okay. So hopefully you all found some value in this episode. And if you did, share it with a friend and let us know. Okay, so it is now time to transition to our last segment of the show. It is time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So this is a segment of the show where we share things that we're loving, maybe something that inspired us. Mm-hmm. This can be the segment where we share a homegirl hotline question.
Yeah,
you can use a hotline for that. But today we're sharing something. And what are we sharing?
We are sharing the mood chews. I brought these up a few episodes back and said it would be the gym. So here we are. The mood chews are the PYM, prepare your mind, mood chews. So these mood chews are good to support worry, stress, anxious feelings, overwhelmed. It's a supplement that helps to support calmness in your mood. It contains GABA and L-theanine, right? And those two ingredients in it that really are the key ingredients that make you feel relaxed. I always say that the L-theanine is in matcha, so you feel up without feeling the jitters. Mm-hmm. That's what these mood chews are. They are a favorite. They're vegan. They're kosher. Very yummy. They come in two flavors, berry and citrus. Berry is my favorite.
I had the berry too, and the berry was good.
Berry is my favorite. And they sell them at Erewhon. I'm pretty sure you can go
and
on
online,
the
online, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure you can go on the PYM website and grab some. I will be sure to link the mood chews in the show notes just in case you want to try them. But I have found that they work.
They work. When I took one, I definitely felt my mood mellow. Yeah. Chill.
You feel so relaxed. It's just like, okay, let's get it done. And not like you off of a
Eddie.
Exactly, because sometimes that'll make you edible. Feel slumped.
Sometimes that you lose control.
Yeah, and we don't want to lose control. You want to be relaxed, calm, but still having that sense of focus.
Yes.
That's what these are doing.
Yes.
So yeah, get yourself some mood chews. Oh, they also have mixed berry.
Is that what we had, mixed berry?
No, I don't have mixed berry. I just have berry.
Okay.
But they also have mixed berry. Oh, it's attention. These are attention chews. These are brand new. Wow.
I probably need that for when work is killing me.
And this supports distraction, procrastination, and focus.
Now we need those.
Okay, so we are going to try the attention chews, which is great for this episode, and report back. Yeah. This has some B12
in it. We're going to get into the lab.
Yeah, exactly. Now
we're going to get into the lab, and then we'll come back and let you know our findings.
Yes. Okay, girlies and boys and everybody else who listens to this podcast, thank you so much. We hope you loved it.
And we love you.
Yes, we do.
Bye.